Luke chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God, and we thank you for this day and this time that's been given. We pray that you would help us this morning, that we might be an able minister of the Word of God. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts, and Father, just teach us and encourage us and help us from your Word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to look this morning for just few minutes about the faith of the shepherds. The faith of the shepherds. They were a lowly group. They were not esteemed very highly in men's eyes. But the shepherds were given the announcement from the angels of the birth of Christ. From what we read and see here, they were men, it would seem, of holy character. And this is what the world needs today. Men and women of holy character who believe God and act accordingly. It's what we need. Now we look here at the shepherds this morning in 3 points here. Just want to look and speak to us about. In verse 15, we can look and we can see that they believed the truth. They believed the truth. It tells us in verse number 15, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. They believe the truth. The shepherd's faith is really the first thing that we notice in this text. They were not skeptics. They were not doubters. But they believed the divine truth that had been given unto them. Their faith is not the norm, but it is the exception. It's not the norm. You would think that divine truth would be believed, but it is not believed by most of mankind. The shepherds believed, and their belief was immediate. But as we said, they were not skeptics, they were not doubters, they didn't sit around and go and try to break everything down and wait a day or two and figure out, you know, what they could believe and what not to believe. They believed the report of the angels, and they did not hesitate to go, but they acted upon their faith and they went speedily. I think about faith today and what men say as we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Christ. It's celebrated all around the world. It's celebrated by all kinds of people. Yes, there's some that do not celebrate, but if you listen to the radio and if you watch a show on TV and see different things that's going on there, there's a celebration. They even celebrate Christmas and the birth of Christ in Hollywood. Nashville. These all kind of Christmas shows and specials. And when you turn it on and you listen to the songs and the things that are being said, amen, what are they singing about? Oh, I know they sing Jingle Bells and Dashing Through the Snow and all, but amen, that's not all. They sing the song, some that we've heard this morning, about the Christ child that was born into Bethlehem. But no matter how many songs that are sung and no matter how many words that are spoken here in 2023, there's very little true faith. But the shepherds exhibited true faith. They believed the report. They believed the angels and what they had spoken to them about. Many today, we celebrate Christmas, but the report is not really truly believed. It's just a celebration. It does not affect the way that we conduct ourselves, but it should. But it should. And so we see they believed the truth. And secondly, we see the evidence of their faith. We see it first in the evidence in their desire. They had a desire. It said, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass." The shepherds had a great desire to see that which the angels had informed them of. They said, "Let us now go." I mean, they was tending the sheep. And I can't imagine what it was that night as they were there and the angels showed up. But boy, when the angels left, and in this phrase, what they're saying to one another is they're saying, "Let's go, let's go." Amen. There's a urgency in their speech. There's a desire in their heart to go see this thing that the angels have spoken to them of. You see, faith fosters interest in the things of God. When we believe God, faith fosters an interest in the things of God. Unbelief fosters disinterest. If we believe, we have an interest in the things of God. When our faith wanes and folks just don't believe, they're not very interested in the things of God. But their great interest in the angels' message showed to us their faith. They had a desire. Let's go. To them, you know what it was? It was an excitement. An excitement to go and to see those things that were spoken of. But we see the evidence of their declaration. It says, "See this thing which has come to pass." There's faith in this declaration. Their statement of faith was, "Let us go and see this thing that has happened." They didn't say, "Let's go see if this is really true. Let's just go check this out. We don't much believe it, but we're going to go and just investigate for ourselves." That's not what they said. They said, "Let us go and what? And see." And see. Amen. That the angels had spoken, the evidence is in their declaration that they possessed true faith. Amen. They didn't doubt what was told them of the angels of God, that God had sent the message, and so, amen, they believed that message. The Bible tells us that if we're going to please God, that we must have what? Faith. Amen. That without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please God. But we see the evidence of their faith in their declaration. They wanted to go see this thing that's come to pass. And the evidence in their deeds, it said they came with haste. They came with haste. You see, here's a reality for us as we see, as it was for the shepherds. Our faith affects the way we behave. It affects the things that we do. Our faith. Their faith was such that they said, let's go with haste. This is not something we need to put off. They went. Because their faith was evidenced by their deeds. And so it is that even today, faith and what we believe affects how we behave and what we do. Abraham was much like these shepherds here in the fact that God appeared unto Abraham and he told him to get out of his land and go to a country that he would show him afterwards. And what did he do? He obeyed. He went. Why did he leave? Because he believed God. Why did the angels leave that night and go to, with haste to Bethlehem? Because they believed the message that had been told them by the angels. And see, here's the thing, and you have heard this, I would say, all of your life, but it has a great truth in it, and that is actions speak louder than words. Actions. We say we believe something, we say that we're this or that, but what does our very life speak? What does it say that we believe? I mean, the angels, their example that was evidenced by their deeds. Well, they got up and they went. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11, and it tells us, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Peter's saying, listen, he's telling of everything that's fixing to happen, the judgment of God and what's going to take place. And he said, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be? Well, that just all depends. Do you believe what Peter says? Do you believe the Word of God? Do we believe, though, if we do, then it answers the question of to what person that we ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness. It makes a difference. Amen. One gentleman came in one day. They were talking to a certain preacher about things. And he said, you know, well, he knew that he was lost. And if something happened to him today, he said, I know that I would go to hell. The preacher said, you don't know the reality of what you just said. Because if you did, if you truly believe that in all of its force and what it really means, as the Bible says, what person ought you to be? He said you wouldn't leave this room without getting right with God. Amen. They evidenced their faith by their deeds, and they did come with haste. We also see the evidence in their declaration. It says, let us go now. Now this fourth thing here about the evidence of their faith is it's not separate from their desire or from their deed. But we see three things here by the words that are spoken. And those words are now, haste, and found. And what these three words speak to us about is their promptness, their pace, and their effort. Amen. Amen. Their promptness, their pace, and their effort. I thought, boy, Chris, you might need to just take them three words into you with the new year in 2024 coming up. That might help us all out a little bit. Listen, especially when we concerning the things of God, our promptness, our pace, and our effort. I mean, listen, I've said before, most of you probably have too, about different things. Well, you know, I did the best I could. I think sometimes we say that just we're trying to appease our own conscience and our own minds. Well, I did the best I could. Did I really? Did I give everything that I had? Did I give and do the very best that I could? But these words, the promptness, the pace, and the effort that they made shows their dedication. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, listen, it tells us, For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's now. It's now. The request was made in prayer time. Pray for our loved ones that God might save them. Why? Because we don't have promise of tomorrow. They don't have promise of tomorrow. It says today. Today. It's that promptness, that pace, and that effort. It's today that we have, and we're not promised to have another day. You see, delay is not faith. Delay is not faith. The shepherds did not delay. But listen, there was some encouragement in their faith. And I'm thankful that along this journey, along our way, God gives us some encouragement in our faith. You know, I've mentioned before Brother John Burks, and I know some of you know him, some may not. One of the first times that I, maybe the first time that I ever met Brother John Burks, was in a church service, and it was a revival service, and he was there, and he was up there a couple of rows ahead of me, and he was, and I don't remember the occasion, but somebody, I mean, he was preacher and pastor, and they asked Brother John, would you, you know, Brother John, you want to just stand up and just give us a word of testimony? And he did. He stood up and he gave just a word of testimony. Short word of testimony. And I don't remember exactly what he said, but I do remember he was up talking, and he was just talking about like this, thanking God for all that he had done and for saving him and for the faith that he had. And as he was talking, as he got there to the end, he said, and I'm thankful that we walk by faith and not by sight. Woo! Amen. That feller sitting right there in front of him like they jumped off the pew. I'm telling you, buddy. A few of them ran him like the left. But now he's just talking along, and then he give a shout, and then he said, but I'm glad every once in a while God lets me feel my faith. Amen. I'm glad every once in a while God lets me feel my faith. The encouragement for their faith in verse number 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. You know what they did? It said they came and they found everything just as the angel had spoken. They found it all. They found it all. Boy, I heard a song just the other day. I've heard it several times, and it says that I found it all when I found Jesus. I found it all. Amen. For the things that I was looking for the wholeness, the completeness, the wellness, for the satisfaction of my soul, I found it all. And they found everything just as the angels had spoken. Their simple faith received a great reward. They believed and they came, and their eyes were the first to see the newborn Messiah, maybe besides Mary and Joseph. They got to see the Savior of the world. They got to lay eyes on Jesus, the Messiah. They left the fields and the flocks and the sheep, and they came, and everything the angel spoke, they found it just like God said it would be. Can I tell us today that, amen, if we'll just trust God, we'll find everything that God says just like He said it to be. Amen. God, amen, rewards our faith. And faith brings many blessings. It just does. Faith brings many blessings. You know what this world brings? Sorrows and heartaches and troubles and trials. It does. And it brings them, whether you are one of God's children or not. And being one of God's children does not exempt you from the heartaches of this world. It still says that we're going to be here a few days and it's full of trouble. But amen. But faith brings many a blessing. Many a blessing. And listen, faith sometimes, and I believe the older you get, I know that it is for me, because it's not just these, I mean, it is around this time of year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but at other times of the year, we get to see some things that, amen, that used to, you know what it did? Boy, we just went and had a good time. We just passed, and we enjoyed the get-togethers and the things, but amen, we enjoy them a little bit different than we used to. Because there's a new perspective. There's a different perspective. And we see the things that we've been blessed with. Yeah. I'm going to just be honest. We spend a lot of times fretting over the things we hadn't got. Yeah. Fussing about the things we hadn't got. Groaning and belly aching and about, and listen, I confess, God help me, when I ought to be thankful for the things that I've got. Listen, I was shopping just 2 or 3 days ago, and a feller come around in the store, and he looked at me and he said, "Merry Christmas." And I said, "Merry Christmas to you too, sir." He said, "You know, I said that to somebody earlier," and said they looked at me and they said, "What's so merry about it?" He said, "I thought, well, you're still above ground." Amen. You know what it is? We can't see the blessings that God gives us. And faith, amen, multiplies those blessings. It gives many blessings. But unbelief robs mankind of many a blessing. Amen. Think about where Jesus was born. Jesus was from Nazareth. You know what the Bible says about the city of Nazareth in the book of Matthew chapter 13 and 58? It says, talking about Jesus, "And he did, and Jesus did not, many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Amen. That's where he was from. He's from Nazareth. What benefit did it do them? Not much. Not much. Why? Because they just didn't believe. Because of unbelief. The robbery of unbelief. How much it takes away from mankind. How much it takes away from us. But amen, on this particular night in question, it did not take away from the shepherds, because they heard, and amen, they had a desire, and they went and they found everything. They found everything just as the angels had said. And amen, I'm thankful this morning that I can take the Word of God, and amen, I can believe it. I can trust it. Amen, from cover to cover. Amen. And everything is just as God said. And faith brings many a blessings. Now, we don't have time to go into what the rest of these chapters says, but I will say this, beginning there in verse 17, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." They had a message to tell. Everything that they'd been told and believed, they went and they found it. Amen. Maybe that's what the writer of "Go Tell It on the Mountain" meant. That maybe this is the verse that he read. He was thinking about the shepherds, amen, going and broadcasting what it was that they had found when they went to Bethlehem. "We found the Messiah. We found Jesus." And they broadcast it to everyone. And it said, "All they that heard it wondered at those things which were told him by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." God help us on this Christmas Eve to be able to leave this service praising and glorifying God for all the things that we've heard and that we've seen. Because God's been good to us. God, help us that our faith be such as was the faith of the shepherds, because there's many blessings in faith. If you will stand with us this morning, and amen as we sing, if you have a need, I pray that you come this morning.